Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. He returns tomorrow. The sun is shining in the city of Chicago. It's a beautiful day, and it's time to say good morning to Jen Sabella. She is the Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. How are you this morning, Jen?
I'm good, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love this segment, Extremely Local News, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com. I love GoFundMes when they help a small business. And I know you're going to talk about a bookstore that has to move 50,000 books back to Chicago. And a GoFundMe is actually helping bring that beloved bookstore back to the city.
Yeah, so if you've been to Wicker Park, you know My Epic Books. It's been there since 1991 when Joe Judd opened it. He sold it about 10 years ago and moved to Arkansas to become a farmer.
Wow.
But over the years, the book business came crawling back. He just couldn't resist. So he ended up opening a bookstore in central Illinois. And his family is making their way back to Chicago. So they want to move the bookstore from central Illinois to Bridgeport, and it would be called Tangible Books at 3324 South Halsted. And they're looking to raise about $15,000 to move all of the books. Actually, their GoFundMe really breaks it down, the cost of the trucks, the cost of the labor. And if you do donate, you can get a tote bag that says, I help move the bookstore, which is pretty cool.
That's quite a job, moving 50 to 60,000 books. And that's what I love about Block Club Chicago is these are the stories you would never hear about. I love Extremely Local News. And there's a story about another person in our area who is using their support on social media to actually launch her new company, right, called Pedal Pushers.
This is so cool. I'm obsessed with it. This artist in Humboldt Park, she was doing wedding flowers for years, and arrangements and you know, decorating. And obviously the pandemic really put that all on pause.
Oh, yeah. All those people got put out of business. It was tragic.
Exactly. So she got creative, and she started making these amazing bouquets with dried flowers. And these are like pastel colors. They're so bright. They're so vibrant. And they're honestly just works of art. And since they're dried flowers, they'll last forever. So you can go to her Instagram and see these arrangements. They're incredible. I'm actually like considering ordering one soon.
Okay. I just jumped online to check them out. That's art. You know, that's not like your regular floral arrangement. That is something I've never seen of before. I just haven't seen it before.
Exactly. It's so unique. It's so cool. It's Pedal Pusher without the E, so P-U-S-H-R. And it's really neat. And if you're looking for a unique gift for someone, it's really an interesting way to go. There's also, she makes hair clips that have the dried flowers in them. So if you go to her online store, there's a lot of cool stuff.
I might slightly be obsessed with the dog that's wearing a flower crown.
Can never resist the dog in costume.
This is Jen Sabella. She is the Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. It is Extremely Local News. And tell me about Hot Girls Grill. Are they really, what is a volunteer owner?
So this is such a cute story. These six women, young women, are all between the ages of 17 and 21. And they got involved in a Southside, like Olive Harvey College job training program, and they all decided, you know, we're going to launch our own business. So they're doing this concession stand at Rainbow Beach where they're selling food, burgers, hot dogs, nachos, you know, typical stuff you get at the beach. And they're going to use all of their money from that to try to expand this business. So they're not even paying themselves, but they're, you know, trying to drum up interest, and they ultimately want to open concession stands in like Midway and O'Hare airports. And this is just a really good way for these young women to learn the business and learn the skills they would need to get on their feet. So they're really asking the community to step up and support them. Every dime is going to go towards growing their business. And actually a Southside nonprofit, Lost Boys Inc., is helping them through this. So they're putting up some of the money to get their business off the ground. But it's very cute, and they're really passionate about it. And they're also hoping to buy a food truck in the next year.
And how old are they?
They're all between the ages of 17 and 21.
That is absolutely amazing. I love learning stories about young women who are doing things like this in the city. And I saw that the shop sold more than $30 worth of food, and they were excited about that.
Exactly. They just want people to come. I mean, the city kind of dragged its feet on their permit, so they didn't get their permit to open until later in the season. So they're kind of missing beach season a little bit. But it is beautiful over by Rainbow Beach. So if you're out for a walk by the lake, check them out. They also have veggie versions, which is really good. My wife's a vegetarian, so I always look for that. Vegan burger, veggie dogs, and vegan sausage biscuits for breakfast.
And they're not getting any pushback on Hot Girls Grill on the name?
Nope.
Good.
Nope,
they own it.
I don't think Megan Thee Stallion is going to come after them.
That's awesome. Great to talk to you, Jen. Thank you so much for checking in with us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa. It's been great being here.
Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club Chicago, extremely local news.